This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Chinese government has slammed America's introduction of fresh export controls on U.S.-made semiconductors that Washington fears Beijing could use to make the next generation of weapons and artificial intelligence, or AI, systems. The new measures have raised the political temperature between the world's top two economies ahead of the imminent inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump, who has threatened massive tariffs on goods from other countries. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has made self-sufficiency a major pillar of his economic strategy to make China a tech superpower. The U.S. Commerce Ministry announced curbs on the sale of 24 types of semiconductor-making equipment and restrictions on numerous Chinese companies from accessing American technology. The new rules include restrictions on the sale of high-bandwidth memory chips, which are critical for high-end applications like generative AI training, plus fresh software and technology controls. In September, the U.S. Commerce Ministry separately proposed a ban on the sale or import of smart vehicles that use specific Chinese or Russian technology, citing security concerns. The goal of the new U.S. controls is to slow China's development of advanced AI tools and to undercut China's homegrown semiconductor industry, which threatens the national security of the U.S. and its allies. China's Commerce Ministry condemned the move, accusing the U.S. of abuse of export controls and posing a significant threat to the stability of global industrial and supply chains. In a dramatic reaction, China banned outright the sale of a number of materials crucial for the production of semiconductors and electric vehicle batteries to the U.S. The export from China to the U.S. of gallium, germanium, antimony, and other super hard materials will not be permitted. China had restricted the sale of some of these materials last year as the tech rivalry between the two countries escalated, but there was previously an option for companies to apply for special permits to export to the U.S., a loophole that now appears to be closed. The race for an edge in military technology has shaped U.S.-China relations amid growing U.S. concerns about a potential Chinese invasion of Taiwan in the coming years. China's ruling Communist Party, which claims the self-ruled Democratic Island as its own territory despite never having controlled it, has adopted an increasingly aggressive stance toward Taiwan in recent years. Senior U.S. officials have also accused China of outright stealing American-made AI software, which Beijing denies. The Montana State University Bobcats football team achieved unprecedented success on the football field during the 2024 regular season and have garnered most of the Big Sky Conference awards. After the first 12-0 regular season in Big Sky history, the Bobcats captured four of the league's five individual awards. MSU Bobcat football quarterback Tommy Mellott was named Big Sky Offensive Player of the Year, and Brody Grebe landed Defensive Player of the Year honors. Bobcat running back Adam Jones was awarded Freshman of the Year honors, and MSU Bobcat football head coach Brent Vegan was named Coach of the Year. Mellott becomes only the third different Bobcat to land Offensive Player of the Year honors, joining Denarius McGee, who won it twice, and Kelly Bradley of the 1984 National Championship team. MSU has a league-high 9 players on the Big Sky's first team. With the league's first undefeated season, the Montana State University Bobcat football team advances to postseason play in another bid for the national championship. Montana State will face UT Martin in the second round of the FCS playoffs this coming Saturday. The game kicks off at 1 p.m. at Bobcat Stadium. Montana State, 12-0, is the number one seed for the playoffs. The MSU Bobcats versus UT Martin Skyhawks game will be a rematch of a 2021 second-round playoff matchup, which the Bobcats won 26-7 on their way to the FCS title game that season. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.